Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
All right. Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Business Coach Podcast. I'm your host today, Randy Yankson, joined with Zach Columbia.
Oh.
Good day, my friend.
Good day.
Good day. All right, guys. Today we're talking about something that every gym owner, I would say, aspires to have in their gym. It's something that you hear the word a lot. It's kind of a buzzword almost when it comes to what your gym is known for, and that's community. I believe that most gym owners want a gym that feels like a community where the clients would say, you know, they're part of a community. But all too often, there's very little to control when it comes to that community, I think, unless there's a level of intentionality behind it. And we want to kind of dive into that today. Why don't you kind of take the floor? And I mean, this is something that you've coached to, you spoke to about at our $1 million model workshop at the Growth Summit.
Yep.
Why don't you kind of lay the foundation for today's episode?
I think that a lot of gyms believe that their differentiator,
there you go,
is their community. But I also think that community is a misunderstood term that we use, because community will not keep your clients around.
Sure.
In fact, what we see most often, especially with like a CrossFit style gym or like a large group training model, is they have this tribe of OGs, right? They have this tribe of people that are their really strong community, but usually it's a small tribe.
It's a clique, right?
It's almost thought of as like a clique. And those are your tried and true members that will do anything or follow you anywhere. And they love the gym, and they have their people that they come and they see and they work out with, which is great. The problem with that is that there's kind of this inner layer of those people. And then there's this outer ring of people that come and go and churn all around that tribe.
Okay.
And so you think of like, oh man, yeah, I've got members that have been with me for 10 years. We hear that all the time.
All the time.
And it's like, okay, but how many of them have been with you for 10 years? Because those are the people in the tribe usually. And then those people that are on the outer ring, they just come and go, come and go, come and go. And they just revolve around the tribe, but they never penetrate it. They never get into the tribe.
You got to jump them in, right?
Yeah. Let me tell you how we do things here. Initiate them into the tribe. So it's one thing to say like, oh yeah, we pride ourselves in our community, or we have a really strong sense of community. But I think what gets overlooked is that community is not what matters. It's a sense of belonging. And I like the term sense of belonging way more, because I think it identifies or sheds light on that missing component for most gyms, which as an individual, what I'm asking or what I'm looking for when I come into a gym, into a community, is like, where is my place in this community?
Okay. Yeah.
So it's a sense of belonging. It's like, this is my place. This is my role. This is the societal, social kind of like dynamic of where I fit into this tribe, into this community. So in at Legacy, we have our standards, right? We got the standard session. We've got the standard coach. We have the standard leader now. The first standard that we created is the standard experience, which is a list of 10 things that we believe every client should experience in doing business with us. And one of those items on one of those 10 items is a sense of community. But what that means for our team is, how do we take that individual, that new client, and help them penetrate into the group? right? How are we the catalyst of that?
There you go. Yeah.
And so this is actually like we use our standards to when we do performance reviews with our coaching staff. And the standard experience is one of the four categories that we score our coaching staff on. And so what we are looking at as part of that is as a coach, how are you performing in bringing new people in and creating that sense of community and demonstrating to that new person like, hey, this, you're going to be a part of this community long-term. This is where you belong. You're with us now. These are your new people. And I have to be the catalyst for creating that environment and showing that person where they fit into the tribe, essentially. Nice. And so there's ways that we go about doing that. It's as simple really as us training on, hey guys, when we get a brand new person, here's how you introduce that new person to the people that you're training with, that they're training with that hour.
Sure. Yeah.
Which it would be, it could be done where somebody could come in for their first training session and we could take them back. They could go back to the training floor. Coach, hey, you're working with me today and come on over. Here's your warm up. And that could be it.
Sure.
And we could take that person through their workout and the whole time they're there on their own while the rest of the people in the gym are working out. The tribe is over here. And that new person is going, I don't know where I fit in here. I feel uncomfortable. I'm over here. Nobody's talking to me. I just have the coach. All those people are laughing and talking to each other. This is kind of uncomfortable and awkward for me. And they're thinking that the whole entire hour. And they get to the end of their session and they leave. And then they're like, man, I had a great workout. But we want people that are like, I found my new home.
Yeah.
This won't save you. Your community is not going to be the only reason somebody stays with you. However, it's a reason they will continue to come back and stay with you because those are my people.
You as you were saying that, it almost dawned on me that I think that community could almost be a reason for somebody to leave, right? If it's wrong, right? If they don't have that sense of belonging, if they're not brought into that tribe, if they're not, if they don't become one of the many and they're that outlier, that community is actually hurting you as a business as opposed to helping you.
Yeah.
That tribe. Yeah.
Because if I can't penetrate it, I don't know where my place is and I'm uncomfortable here. And it's as a new client, you go, that's a really clicky gym. I just don't want to be there anymore.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go look for my new, like the place that I do belong.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And so even though we're semi-private, we're not large group. Our people aren't working out together, even though they're working out simultaneously and they're on the floor together and they're interacting with each other. Their workouts are still customized and personalized to them. Even in that environment, it's really important and still like a critical component of our business.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
You take that person and say, hey, your workout, your program, personalized to you. You're an individual person. However, you are going to be buddies and friends with all the people that are here, and they're going to call you and text you outside of the gym. You're going to go to dinner with them, and you're going to hang out, and then you're going to want to come in to see those people. And if you're not here, they're going to be texting you like, hey, missed you at the gym today. Where were you? And all of a sudden, like, this becomes their third place.
Yes.
And maybe not with the older generation, but certainly with the younger generation, we're seeing like bars and alcohol. Like, people aren't drinking alcohol anymore. They're not hanging out at bars. Like, the next generation, their third place is probably going to be the gym. It's going to be the place that they can unite over things that are healthy, that challenge them, because those are starting to become more and more of their core values inherently. And so, so you have to have ways of bringing people into your community and helping them identify where they fit in. So for us, the coach is a key component of that. And we train our coaching staff on, here's how you get that person in. When we get a brand new person, before we kick off the workout, we're going to introduce them to everybody in the group. Instead of that new person feeling awkward for 55 minutes that we're training them, they feel awkward for 10 seconds while we're like, hey guys, we got this new person. We're going to introduce you to everybody. We know you won't remember their name, but they'll remember your name. And all right, sweet. So I'm going to take you over here and get you going. And then these guys are going to warm up. And then we explain to them, hey, your workout is, you're new, we're onboarding you. So your workout's going to be a little bit different than what those guys are doing today and the whole thing. Right. And now, just by us introducing that person, now people are like, oh, nice to meet you. Okay. Where do you live? And they're talking, and so they start engaging that person right away.
That's awesome. Know? Yeah. There's a big, you know, word that keeps coming to mind when it comes to this, because I think a lot of gyms use community as, like you said, it's kind of one of their secret sauce. It's their key ingredient. Yeah. It's one of the reasons that they feel people come to them. But I do believe that if there's not that level of intentionality, and that's the word, right? There's an intentionality behind creating that community. There's an intentionality around the sense of belonging, right? We're not just throwing them to the wolves and hoping that they survive. Where it's a handholding, it's an introduction, it's a, again, all of these specific action items that are intentional to help create as much of that as we can. I kind of believe that a lot of gyms communities are just a culmination of the values of the members that just happen to be there, right? But how do you penetrate that? How do you get somebody new into that arena, that level of intentionality and the systemized approach to doing so? Having a coach make sure that they're introducing those newbies and getting them ingrained in that tribe, if you may. Right. Or again, you're opening the door for them. You're not necessarily forcing it upon them, but it'll happen. Yeah.
Yeah. And this goes back to why, as a business, you have to know what it is that you do. You have to know your business's identity. You have to know your core values. You have to know your avatar client and who you serve. If you don't know who you serve and you're just trying to say, hey, fitness is for everyone and come on in, and you've got older clients, you've got younger clients, you've got everybody in the middle and they're all doing different things. And like, how are you going to create a shared mindset with that many different types of people? You're not. It's going to be so fragmented and segmented. I would rather have every single member coming into my gym all kind of sharing the core beliefs of why they're there than to have six different groups of people that are all doing different things. And then I can't ever grow that tribe. Like, that tribe's going to stay really small because it's fragmented within your business, within one single business. Yeah. It makes no sense whatsoever. And so this just goes back to like simplification is the strategy. Like, be awesome and known for one thing and do that thing really, really well and attract those people into your business, because then it trickles down into so many different things, but this would be one of those things that you can create if you do that. And you don't even think about that kind of when you're getting started. Maybe like a CrossFit gym would think about that, because it's like, CrossFit, who's our tribe? It's people that bond over shared suffering essentially.
Yeah.
And also are somewhat competitive usually. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe not even with each other, but with themselves, and they're trying to PR and that type of thing. That person would not come into our gym and fit into the, hey, I'm a 60-year-old lady that's like just trying to stay healthy and active, and I want to live as long as I possibly can. They're not trying to break records. Like, I'm not saying those people can't bond, but we're not going to have that tribe and this tribe at the same exact time.
Sure. Yeah. It makes a lot of sense.
So, sense of belonging.
Yes. Guys. It's extremely valid, right? I mean, I would say the majority of gyms we speak with, community is a big reason. Like, if you were just to ask, why do people, you know, train at your gym? For the community.
Yeah.
But being able to define that, right? What are the values that are shared amongst that community? Do the new people have the opportunity to even join? Or is that community actually turning away people because you've created that clique, that tribe that is impenetrable, right? And you don't have a way of intentionally breaking that open and allowing in that shared environment. So,
well, and I would say that the more cliquish it is, the more likely you are to lose five members at once instead of one member at once, because they all like go together, you know? And so like if you have a ringleader and you have kind of this toxic relationship inside of your gym that you, if we're being honest, like somewhere along the way, you or your coaching staff dropped the ball and creating it and really determining, dictating what that culture and that community is all about. And then you get that. And then for whatever reason, those people grow, they're unsatisfied. They don't like it anymore. Maybe you're going a different direction or you're making changes in the business. And that one ringleader takes everybody away and you lose five members at once instead. So that would be another reason why you want to have this global community that people are constantly coming into and not this isolated little group that nobody can penetrate.
Yeah. Very valid. I mean, I think this is something that I think every one of you guys listening can go into your gyms, take a look at, you know, especially if you feel like community is a component of what you bring to the table and why people choose you over your competition. Make sure that you have a global community, a sense of belonging, not just, you know, those clicks that happen in the gym. Because again, as we shared, it could be a deterrent for those that aren't being adopted into the cut and jumped in, if you may. But I think that's all we have for today's episode. Until next episode, keep changing lives. We'll see you in the next show.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to go deeper on this stuff, head on over to our YouTube channel. The podcast right here is where we have the conversations, but on the YouTube, we break down things much more in depth. We walk through real frameworks, real strategies, and systems that gym owners are using right now to build better businesses. Just search Gym Business Coach on YouTube or head on over to youtube.com/@thegymbusinesscoach.com. Subscribe to the channel and I will see you over there.